This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Couple things to mention. You can join our boys Grant and Danny today at Lost Rhino Brew Pub in Ashburn. Stop by, see the boys. Tress Way is going to be there from 2:30 to 3:30, so you can go out and meet Tress Way.
Tresser.
Charlie and Dave are going to be on site for a Nats season preview from 5 to 6:30. So stop by, meet and hang out with the guys, watch the show. Grand Danny live from Lost Rhino Brew Pub in Ashburn. You should stop by, Jason. Probably not that far from where you live.
It's probably 2 miles, tops. Yeah. Two or three miles.
Impromptu.
Close spot.
I've been there plenty of times. It's a great spot.
So stop by today. 2 to 6:30 for the Grant and Danny show at Lost Rhino.
And Tressway is a good dude.
Yeah.
Really good. I've seen him out a couple times, different spots. He's really very approachable.
Gave up his number this year.
Yep, he did.
And re-signed with the team.
He was the key free agent.
I didn't think
they had
that was a 10 out of 10.
It was a 10.
Which you gave him.
Yeah.
I think I did too.
It was
he's
a 10.
He's got a Tress back, man. Yeah. He's the heart and soul of the team. One of the best punters in the league.
They need him more than Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my 10 was Dante Fowler, who got like a got a nubs deal from the Cowboys.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
They needed the pass rush.
Of course, tournament's back in gear tomorrow. Get your Survivor picks in. But you can also get your brand new Breaking Tea Terps Sweet 16 shirts in the fan shop, including Derek Queen-inspired gear. Go to 1067thefanshop.com to get your brand new tickets. All right, let's do some EP.
Tomorrow is a huge day in sports with Nats opening day, Major League Baseball opening day, and then Sweet 16, Terps playing at 7:30.
Did we used to do shows like from the field on opening day, freezing cold?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're not doing that.
I bundled up.
Since I'm going to be away, I wish we were doing it.
Oh, I know you were. I remember the one year we did it, it was 40 degrees.
Yeah, it had to be.
I mean, it was probably colder than that.
It was.
It was in the 30s.
Yeah. Brutal.
It was Miz.
Right. Miserable.
Yeah, it was.
Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out, BMWFairfax.com. Drabby's butt slice to get in on the BMW deal. Even Marr is trying to weasel his way in.
Look at that. Very good.
Both guys. I'm sure Valdez wouldn't be averse to it either. With his PGA Tour sweatshirt he's wearing today.
I'll take anything.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it looked good, Valdez. All right, I want to do this story right off the bat just because it's important. Matt Valdez says he wants to play the audio of Alec Baldwin, I guess, telling the story. I think this is from the show, The Baldwins,
yeah,
but right?
I might have to start watching this.
You're intrigued?
I mean,
the getting material? Sucked in?
I find him loathsome.
Well, number one, it's very depressing to see that Alec Baldwin, who I think is a
iconic actor.
Iconic actor, is doing TLC trashy TV TV shows.
And he's got a billion kids.
But he's doing this show with Hilaria, his wife. And I don't know how this marriage survives.
Because of all the chaos?
There's just chaos. They seem like they don't really like each other.
Do they fight a lot? Do they have one of those relationships where they bicker a lot? They must.
It seems like there's some sort of deep down resentment when they're talking about each other. It's very weird.
But they've obviously had a lot of sex to have seven kids.
No.
At least seven times.
But Alec
four more
is,
times than Lurch.
But Alec's on camera like
four more times
talking about how he met one of Hilaria's exes, like when they were out and about in New York.
I've seen one of the loves of her life naked.
Not the love of my life.
He was one of the loves of her life. He was a very important boyfriend of hers. And we went to go see him on Broadway, and he was naked. And his whole, as our British friends, he had his bits out. We went to go see Take Me Out, the musical that our dear friend Scott Ellis directed, and all these baseball players were in the locker room, and they were all turned around naked with their dongs hanging out. And he's there, her boyfriend, and I recognize him. I met him before. And when he turns around with his personality hanging, I'm like, oh, oh. Oh, okay. He had like a clarinet hanging from his pants. The guy literally turns around and we're all like,
that's pretty funny.
Clarinet, it's funny descriptor.
Whoa.
I think you remember this more than I do.
And when you meet him backstage, we go out into the lobby, we meet them all. And her boyfriend comes in, I'm like, hey, how you doing?
And I was like, I'm going to stay over here.
And you can't pay attention to a word he's saying. He's standing right here talking to me. I'm sitting looking, I'm going. Then he's looking at me going, yeah, you know, the show and this and that. And this. I'm like, you have like a baseball bat that you stuff into your pants every day. How does that work for you?
You sure that's not an outtake from this show from years ago? That sounds like.
And he came off kind of likable there.
Yeah, he came off.
Is he talking about
like
Chris
relatable?
Dishman?
He came off somewhat relatable there. The guy that wants to beat up every
what
guy.
What stupid
encounters.
Broadway show was that?
Take me out. It was about baseball. He said in the thing, take me out.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we know who the guy is?
Everyone's trying to figure that out.
Who's the guy's got a clarinet in his pants?
They see the stars of the show, but no one's really sure if that's who he's talking about. Everyone's trying to figure out who's holding.
Right. That is hilarious. God, I'm trying to remember. I think it was, I don't think we ever talked about this. I think it was Lucas Glover. I had the same thought and a listener tweeted me. Do you remember when Lucas Glover was in contention about 2 weeks or so ago? Can't remember where they were at. I know you don't, but I'm looking at Valdez.
That was the Players.
The Players Championship. Yes, he was.
Maybe.
He was wearing tight pants and you could see.
He bent down at one point and he's got the long putter, right? But at one point, all of a sudden you saw a silhouette and it looked like he was holding a trombone in there. Like it was unbelievable. And I was like, did I just see that? And then I look on my Twitter and somebody goes, are we just going to act like Lucas Glover doesn't have a freaking
long putter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stuffed in his pants.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
There was a moment where they caught him.
Valdez somehow missed it.
I don't know how you missed it.
Combine penis and golf. I mean, yeah, how could I miss that?
So in.
I mean, Lucas Glover's a pretty big dude, so it's kind of believable.
All I'm seeing is he had a bunch of like swamp ass situations. Like
oh,
he sweats
he?
Through his pants.
Well,
lot.
You know the guy who had the legendary one, right?
I don't remember now.
I think it was Robert Garrigues.
I'm supposed to remember Robert Garrigues.
I definitely remember that.
Yeah, but he just
didn't Lucas Glover's wife beat him up too?
I think he did.
Yeah, that's why. Really?
Yeah, she beat him up because he wasn't playing well.
Wasn't Garrigues a lawyer in the OJ trial?
Well, I think it was his ex-wife. I think they got divorced.
What was that lawyer's name?
Well, if your wife beats you up.
Or maybe he was a detective.
I'm sorry. If your wife beats you up, you have to get divorced. I mean, that's like the most emasculating
thing ever.
It's funny
because I was in Florida when that was going on and we were talking about it.
Yeah.
I was explaining to Vinny and Joe that the wife beat him up.
They definitely lost a little respect.
Yeah, yeah, EB, you've lost a little
that
of your
stand on
you've lost a little of your OJ trivia swagger.
Yeah,
Mark Garagos.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, I know Mark Garagos. Ooh,
it's basically same
I said
name.
Robert
Garagos.
Garagos, totally different. Totally different.
Hey, Garagos and Garagos are totally different.
Eric, can you imagine you have 42 putts or whatever at Norbeck, and you're feeling so depressed and down. You go home and Dina punches you because you lost your Nassau.
Lucas told deputies pertaining to that situation how, quote, when he plays a bad round of golf, Krista proceeds to start an altercation with him. This is after he shot a 78, by the way. And telling him how he is a loser and a P word, how he needs to fire everyone, how he better win, or her and the kids would leave him, and he would never see the kids again.
Well, hold on, didn't it come out that she was an alcoholic?
Yes,
I think it did, and then she had to go through therapy.
They are together.
I'm sure they're still together.
I think they still
they might
are.
Still be together. I thought he got divorced and remarried, but maybe not.
Let's hope.
And I mean, this is from 2018. The report also stated that when his mother tried to intervene, she started attacking the mother. This is a legitimate crazy person.
Yeah, psycho.
Yeah.
And he seems like a really like decent dude.
I know. I bet she bangs so good though.
Who, she?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's crazy?
Yeah.
By the way, we've all been enjoying the NCAA tournament. You might be interested to know. They've been averaging, seems like a big number to me, 9.4 million viewers, marking the best numbers through the second round since 1993, Cakes.
Averaging.
That's like over 30
sick
years.
Numbers.
So that's 9 million per game?
That's all across like CBS, TBS, TNT.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how that works. Maybe like so if they have simultaneous games on, adding the total number of viewers, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. 9.4, they're averaging 9.4 million viewers across the different networks. That's only up 3% from last year, but it seems significant. Sunday alone was 10.1 million, which was led by Duke, Baylor, Kentucky, Illinois, and Florida, UConn. Valdez, we were talking about Chapel Roan and Pink Pony Club that's kind of make it a comeback or whatever. I guess she recorded it 5 years ago, and now people are into it, playing it all the time. She did the Call Her Daddy podcast with Alex Cooper, the girl that's making about $300 million. Makes me crazy. And I guess she talks about her dating life. And I guess she has she come out as she's into women, right? I think that's her thing.
I think she's into both.
Oh, but, she's into both?
But currently she's dating a woman.
Right. Yeah, maybe she dated some guys before, then she started hooking up with women, and then she gets very graphic about some of the stuff she enjoys doing sexually. Hmm. So,
Guess we can't play that.
You can read that if you want to be titillated. I know, Drabby's into literotica. Maybe that'd be right up your alley.
I'll tell you what, until somebody tells me that a song has sexual meaning, I never catch it.
Right.
Like that milkshake song. I don't pay attention.
You didn't know.
You never
Pink Pony Club? I didn't know that it was about what it's about.
Somebody play WAP for JP during the break. Yeah. See,
that one I know.
Hold on. You didn't know milkshake?
I mean,
you didn't even think 2 seconds about that?
No. First of all, I didn't hear the song very often.
All right.
And I didn't think about
it until
somebody
saying?
Said,
maybe
well, this
I don't
is what
know
it's
what
about.
What do you keep referring to Pink Pony Club as about, JP?
I thought it was about like a strip about club.
I thought I heard it was about a female body part.
I don't know.
No.
Not that I know of.
All right, let me see.
JP Flame, what is the lyric expert.
What is the song about?
It's a song about, I think the song is just about feeling free going to like a gay club for her.
Yeah, they're saying Pink Pony Club is inspired by her visit to Abbey, a gay bar.
Yeah,
you've probably been there, Jason, in West Hollywood.
Yep, I have been there many times.
What is JP? Pink
Somebody told me that.
Yeah. Oh, you got to vet your sources a little bit better.
Yeah, that person's a donk.
They're just going by the color of the song. The color in the song.
Mm-hmm. Now, her new song, The Giver, very sexual.
Can you play that one?
Yeah, I can.
All right, please. See if you can find it. Do I know that? Have we played that one yet?
JP,
that's when she goes country.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Relax is about Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Nope. Relax, don't do it.
Yeah, it's about this. That's the best way I can put it without getting dumped.
All right, so hold on. This is The Giver. This is her country song.
Yes.
Very sexual, this one?
Well, there's an undertone about I can do something a guy can't do.
Just zooming up the charts? I don't think I've heard it. Other than you playing it. You think she's attractive?
I think she might be stinky. She looks like very granola, doesn't shave her armpits, may not shower very often. I think she
might be one of those girls.
I think she
does. Does she have like hairy armpits, you think? She's a hairy armpit girl?
I saw someone, I forget who it is, at the Grammys, like when she walked by, kind of go, like hold their nose, go like, pee you.
No,
like,
nah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's no. There's like a viral clip of it.
Oh, that's not good. Maybe she just reeked of like weed and booze.
Maybe.
You know, because that happens now when you walk by people. All right. Last but not least, ESPN debuts. They call this guy Noah Kahan, not Kahan. Noah Kahan.
Noah Kahan. Yeah,
Noah Kahan.
Star.
Yeah, his version of Georgia on My Mind. Do you have this, Valdez? Ahead of the Masters. Okay, apparently I didn't know this. Yeah, I like it. ESPN has been doing this since 2020. They've been having a different artist, I believe, sing that same song. So last year it was Kane Brown. Before that it was Leon Bridges, Charles Kelly in 2022. I see Indy Ari in 2020. I don't know. I guess it's a bit that ESPN does, Cakes, before the match. By the way, we never gave props. I wanted to bring it up the other day, but we didn't have time. To OAR, who they teamed up with the Nats when they debuted, I think, their
City Connect jerseys.
City Connect jerseys. Yeah, they did like a little theme song or whatever.
I'll have to give it a listen.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing after a game.
I believe it's May 9th at Nats Park. You see a Nats game, and then OAR belts out all the hits afterwards.
How are we doing on...
Is that a night game?
I don't know.
How are we doing on promoting Richmond John's One Trick Pony? Wait, was it died on the vine?
It was a one night.
It was a one night stand.
That was it.
Did we Our guy Dennis did a puppet show.
Did somebody tell us to stop promoting it?
No, not at all. But
we couldn't feel the momentum. We had a one night momentum.
It was organic.
I think the fan base kind of moved past the one trick.
Well, they never really got into it.
Well,
we had to promote it. We had to build it. We did the best we could in one day.
But it's not continuing. Like, no one else is still calling him a one-trick pony.
Right. People realize the absurdity of the statement.
The moment's kind of over.
The moment passed. Okay.
Sold a couple t-shirts. Kix has one.
I do.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you were last time with your child.
Yeah, I have. The Altcast.
Altcast next Friday.
Next Friday night.
I'm already stressing about what I'm going to wear, what I'm going to get goofed on for.
Yeah.
And how terrible my posture will be.
You've
got a whole week to think about it.
But at least you still have your tooth.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I have my tooth? Yeah, I got my tooth.
Yeah, you're good. You have a good side.
Thank you.
Hey, Rick's looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or you just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories, too. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVI, PVI.com, because business grows with PVI.